All right, back here on OMF, all three of us in three different locations because we're playing it safe and we're doing what everybody should do, social distancing. 1 hour through, you feeling okay, big fella?
A little concerned with
you at the start of the show.
I've come down
okay?
a little bit. Yep, I was a little unhinged to start the show, but I'm
starting
good
to wear off. That's
medication. Medication is that
really starting to wear off.
Well, as you guys know, we don't usually talk an awful lot of college football or college sports. We've talked a little bit in the first hour, but
we talk about anything now.
We talk about anything. We're desperate. Actually, this guy, Matt Hayes, who is the senior national college football writer for the Bleacher Report, wrote an interesting piece that all of us read because it's all about replacing Tom Brady, and that's where we're going now as Tom Brady looks in the rearview mirror. And I was really taken aback by a quote in here from an NFL scout who said he's a lot closer, talking about Jarrett Stidham as the replacement, he's a lot closer to playoff quarterback than another guy who falls on his face replacing a legend. And Matt joins us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Sure, boys. My pleasure. What's going on?
Well, you had an interesting piece here, and you had a lot of positive things from a lot of different people talking about Stidham. We're not sure whether Stidham can handle this role or not, so give us some idea of people you talked to and what you got from those people and what the consensus was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure anybody thinks that anyone that can follow that role, obviously, but it's clearly, you look at that following Tommy Brady is you know, probably in the history of sports, if it's not one of the hardest, it's the hardest, you know, follow ever. So, I mean, it's you look, I think, on the side of, okay, there's a franchise there that has a history of getting guys ready to play at that position. And then you look at Jarrett Stidham, who's got the NFL arm talent, who's got a high football IQ, and everybody you talk to about this kid says he has the ability, the mental makeup, as well as the physical ability, to play well in the NFL at that position. Now, you know, the idea of replacing a legend like that and living up to those expectations and getting to the playoffs and winning playoff games and maybe winning a league championship game, that's a completely different story. You guys know that. But just everybody you talk to about Jarrett Stidham, they all say the same thing. You know, if there's ever anybody that had to do this, this guy's built for it. He's got the makeup for it.
Wow. I mean, yeah, see, I think just by, you mentioned it earlier, but just by the law of averages tells me that it ain't going to happen, right? It just, he can have the livest arm. He could have a high football IQ. Just for the law of averages, a guy that is following a guy like him, they usually fail, all of them. And you can put as many good guys around him as you can. So my question is, you see a lot of college players, you see a lot of pro players. Can you compare him to anyone currently playing in the NFL at either as a starter or a backup?
Wow. You know, I can tell you this. When I saw him as a freshman at Baylor, he was fantastic. But he was also in an offense where the receivers were at the numbers. They spread things out. They allowed him to use his arm talent. They allowed their receivers to win individually on the outside, which is a lot like what the Patriots do when they spread things out. He got to Auburn, and everything changed. He's in this offense that's a phone booth offense. They're at the hashes. They're doing multiple play fakes in a downhill run game offense. And by the time he looks up with these multiple turnaround play fakes, he's got to read a safety immediately. Everything has completely changed. And I think it's, you've got to put guys in position to be successful. And I think if you get a guy that has the talent he has and you put him in position to be successful, there's obviously a chance. But I will agree with you completely. The odds are it's not going to work for him. The odds are that it's probably not going to work for anyone. It's a tough spot to be in because he could go 10-6. And win a playoff game, and then they lose in the second round. They get beat by 20 points, and it's going to be Jarrett Stidham's fault. So, you know, he's in a tough spot right now. There's no doubt about it.
All right, we're talking to Matt Hayes from Bleacher Report. Matt, let me ask you this. So, you know these college quarterbacks here coming into this draft. If Stidham was in it, where would he be?
In this year's draft?
Yeah. Like, well, as far as the quarterbacks go, where would he be ranked, in your opinion?
Well, if you're telling me he's still at Auburn, the same offense that beat him down for 2 years, he'd be at, same thing, a fourth-round pick, third or fourth, or fifth, even a fifth round. There were some scouts I talked to that said that they didn't even have him on their board. There was other guys. One guy told me he begged the guys to take him because he knew he would be a good player. So, I mean, you guys know that at this position, it's all over the board with every team. You like him, you don't like him. All it takes is one good team. You've heard all the cliches. But it's true with this, too. Now, had he stayed at Baylor and played 3 years at Baylor, because it would have been three, he would not have. you know, he'd have been that good. You'd have seen what type of player he was in that offense for 3 years. Then you're talking about probably a first-round pick.
Matt, so when you look at that, so you're just looking at the offense, so you're almost saying that his improvement was delayed significantly because he was in a Gus Malzahn offense, but so was Cam Newton. Or was it just because Cam Newton was just such a physical running freak that people looked at him differently? Because he couldn't throw. It wasn't like he was throwing at all.
It's absolutely the latter. Right. Okay. It's absolutely the latter. It's so different. When Cam was in that offense, you guys got to understand, it was not only that they ran the ball well with the tailbacks they had, he ran the ball well. So they're forcing safeties to come up. So when you have that threat of a run game, you basically got one guy in a pattern. You know your read. He's going to be open because all the safeties are up. You just got to make a throw close to him. And that's why it looks so good with Cam. I'm not saying Cam wasn't a terrific quarterback in the NFL because he became one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL for a few years. So he did become that type of player. But I think it's different in this situation when you put a quarterback in this offense. And this is no slam on Gus because he's been successful with this offense. He just didn't work with a guy who was not a run quarterback. Jarrett Stidham will never be mistaken for a guy that can do well in the run game. He's just not that. He's an athletic guy, but he's not going to be a power run quarterback like Cam was or like Nick Marshall was there. So I just don't see that. He was in a bad system that didn't allow him to develop.
So we're hearing that there's a possibility the New England Patriots will draft another quarterback. Either they don't believe in Stidham, or maybe they want competition for Stidham. And some people have come up with the idea that they move up for Tua. I'm not sure any of us are buying it. Do you buy it? And is Tua really dropping right now? I saw Mike Lombardi claim that he failed two teams' physicals.
I mean, you guys know what happens this time of year. Everybody puts stories
lies.
Out there everywhere because everybody
lying.
Right. Everybody lies. I love Tua. Absolutely love the kid. Had he not had that hip injury, you look at what he did, you know, at playing in the toughest conference in college football, you know, his accuracy, his ability to throw it with anticipation, to throw accurately. He knows the passing game concepts. He might have been the first pick. I think he's a terrific player. I don't know how the Patriots are going to get up that high to get him. Because someone's going to go get him. Someone's going to get him in the top five. I just don't think you can let a guy like that get away. And as far as competition for Stidham, I don't know why you wouldn't do that. I would press him completely from the moment, whenever we start minicamps, whenever that happens, I'd have multiple quarterbacks out there pressing him, forcing him to get better.
So, see, Matt, here's my theory on Tua, right? Because I'm not a huge fan. One, less about the fact that Alabama can never put a quarterback out in the NFL. But the other one is you talk about throwing with anticipation, you know, being accurate. I would say that the dude's has the best coach in college football, always has one of the best offensive line, unbelievable running game. He's got two wide receivers that will probably go in the first round. I mean, how do you know he has the best of everything. The Dak is always stacked in his favor. So even if he does misfire, it's like those receivers are so good, they make up for it. I just feel like there's a little bit of a smokescreen there with him, and I'm not buying the whole, forget about his health. I'm just not buying his accuracy, you know, his timing. It's just so easy for him.
Well, how do you know if Joe Burrow's really it too? Because he had the same type around him. You know, going back years, how do you know that Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning, they all had great players around him in college. How do you know any of those guys?
Who did Aaron Rodgers have? Who's did he have two first-round wide receivers, the best offensive line in college football, and the best running back?
He had three really good wide receivers. He had two good tailbacks. To me, this is the way I look at this.
So is that just my theory?
No, I understand. It's easy to say that, and I understand that. I'm not saying you're wrong or completely wrong. All I'm saying to you is that when you look at that, I think it's hard to take a look at a guy and you hear them say, okay, well, the Alabama quarterbacks, they're never that good in the NFL. No Alabama quarterback had the situation where he completely changed the way Nick Saban, who everyone will agree is maybe the greatest college football coach ever, changed the way he did offense.
Greg McElroy.
It's not your typical Alabama offense. Mm-hmm.
You're not Greg. Greg McElroy didn't change it.
No.
What?
John Parker Wilson or no? I mean, Tua goes in there and Nick literally changes the way he does everything. Remember, Nick was complaining that offenses were too fast and players were going to get hurt, and then actually, you know, he's going up tempo with this kid. So no, I think this is This is not your typical Alabama quarterback. No, not at all.
So, Matt, one more question from you. I'm just curious because I know Tua, you love Tua. Obviously, we know what Burrow is going to do. I don't know what you think about Herbert, but just as far as where the Patriots are at the end of that first round, is there a guy that you'd like there for the New England Patriots? I know you follow, you know, the draft, know all about these guys. Love, I don't know. A lot of people think he's jumping up the board.
I don't know about Love, man. I keep hearing the stuff about Jordan Love, and I keep going back to, already played in the Mountain West. He was good to pretty good in the Mountain West. Had some flashes of brilliance. I'm telling you, I saw him at the Senior Bowl. We did our radio show down there. Leon Searcy and I were standing on silence watching him, and we looked at each other like, "There's no way this guy's a first round pick." Accuracy. I mean, literally, actually, and we're talking about. We're throwing 7-on-7 right now here, watching him going through drills in the Senior Bowl. And his accuracy wasn't even close to where it needs to be. And to me, if you're completing 50-plus percent of your passes in the Mountain West Conference, and then you get to the NFL, and now you're talking about where the windows are completely different, where the pass rush is completely different, you might have 1.2 seconds to throw the ball and go through progressions. I don't see it. As far as the other quarterbacks, I mean, I think once you get past Herbert, Burrow, Tagovailoa, and Herbert, man, it's a crapshoot.
What about Jake Fromm, Georgia?
To me, Jake Fromm is Aaron Murray. They're the same player. I don't see any difference in them. They're both the same type size player, same type arm strength. I don't know. I don't know how everybody's fawning all over Jake Fromm. I don't see it. I just don't.
So let me ask you this, Matt, before we let you go. The end of this draft, that's what we're suddenly hearing. We heard earlier a lot of the GMs bitching about this draft. They don't have enough time to bring people in, physicals or whatever. But it sounds to me like what they're bitching about right now is the end of the draft. Because let's face it, you're more concerned about the early part of the draft and not the end. They even want to extend this draft. Are there a lot of gems late in this draft?
I don't know. As far as quarterbacks?
No. Players, not quarterbacks, players.
Well, I mean, that's the crapshoot, too. They're scattered all over the place, man. I mean, once you get to the point where you're fourth, fifth, or sixth round guys, you're talking about guys that may have been, you know, have problem guys in college, may have been turds in college, may have been guys that, you know, academically failed out and they didn't play for half the season, the previous season, but they're all talented. So you got to figure out, all right, do I want this guy in my locker room? Can this guy help me?
Right. All right, Matt, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt Hayes is the senior national college football writer for Bleacher Report.